No matter the role, the work of an Ingalls shipbuilder is both complex and inspiring. For 85 years, the world-class shipbuilders at Ingalls Shipbuilding have designed, built, and maintained amphibious ships, destroyers, and cutters for the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Coast Guard. Welcome to Inside Ingalls, a podcast that dives deep into the stories and perspectives of those who shape our legacy. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Inside Ingalls. I'm your host, Katie Weldon, and today's episode is all about Family Day, happening November 4th. So Ingalls Family Day happening November 4th is for all Ingalls shipbuilders, our local customers, Ingalls badge contractors. This is going to be a fantastic day. Not only do you get to bring your family to come tour our shipyard, but it's also the 85th anniversary of building world-class ships for our nation. We would love to see you there and show our appreciation to all the shipbuilders and every person that has such a vital part in our shipbuilding legacy. What can you expect at Ingalls Shipbuilding's Family Day 2023? Well, let me tell you. First off, you're going to get to take a ship tour of LBD 29, the Richard M. McCool Jr. You're going to get to go on the ship, experience what it's like, and get to see the things that shipbuilders have built with their bare hands. How crazy is that? That doesn't get to happen every day. What else can you expect? Family fun activities, voting on the holiday card contest, Chick-fil-A, pizza, commemorative t-shirts and posters. The list truly goes on and on. With Family Day being such a big event, naturally people are going to have questions. So it looks like we have some callers on the request line. Caller number one.
Yes, I just have a question. What is appropriate attire for Family Day?
That is a great question. So if you're wanting to go on the ship tour of LBD 29, you can't wear skirts or shorts of any kind. Now, if you're wanting to come to Family Day in general and enter our shipyard, closed-toed shoes are required. So be sure that when you register and you come on November 4th that you wear closed-toed shoes. Thank you so much for your question. All right, next caller, what's your question?
I am so excited about Family Day. I do have a question, though. Do I need to register? How do I get in?
That is a fantastic question. I appreciate you for asking. Yes, you must register. Highly encouraged to register. We need to know your name, your badge number if you're an Ingalls shipbuilder. All this information is required when you register. And you can register on the Ingalls Connect app today. But when you enter and you come to Family Day, please be sure to bring a form of government ID or your green card. We do not accept digital copies, so please make sure you have, number one, your Ingalls issued ID, and number two, a government ID on you. Those that can come to Family Day are Ingalls shipbuilders, our local customers, and Ingalls badged contractors. You must be a citizen or a lawful permanent resident of the United States to come in. And on your registration, make sure you put your first, last name, and the first and last name of all of your guests. Great. Next caller, what's your question?
Hi, yes. Is everyone allowed to tour LPD 29?
Oh, that's a really good question. So everyone must be 42 inches or taller to tour LPD 29 for safety reasons. We aren't allowing any strollers or wheelchairs on there as well. Once again, this is just for your safety. So you must be taller than 42 inches, and we are not allowing wheelchairs or strollers. But there are plenty of other activities you can experience. Like I mentioned earlier, voting in the holiday card contest, experiencing our hands-on exhibits, the free food, getting your t-shirts, and just getting to see the ships around you as well. I appreciate you for calling in. All right, next caller.
Hey, I just registered my family for Family Day, but where do we park?
Great question. We can't wait to see you on November 4th, by the way. So when you're coming to Family Day, you're going to park south of the Human Resources Building. But we'll have directional signage and parking lot attendants out there as well. So if you get lost, don't worry. Somebody will be there to help you, but you're going to park south of the HR building. That's a great question. Thanks for calling in. Thank you all so much for calling in and for your questions. So remember, to register for Family Day, you're going to go to the Ingalls Connect app and you're going to select a time of which you'd like to come. We have time slots right now that are open from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., but the slots are filling up quick. For your overall experience and to alleviate long lines, we ask that you please do not come outside of your time slot registration. After you register for Family Day and you come to Ingalls Shipbuilding on November 4th, there are some things that you must remember to bring with you. Please bring a confirmation of your registration email. You can print this out or you can show us on your phone. We also need your Ingalls issued badge, along with your driver's license or your lawful permanent residency card. You need these things in order to come to Ingalls Shipbuilding and inside the shipyard and get the best overall experience for Family Day. We can't wait to see you November 4th, where you're going to get to experience a ship tour of LPD 29, voting in the holiday card contest, hands-on activities, t-shirts, posters, food. The list goes on and on. So be sure to register today on the Ingalls Connect app. On the app, you'll also find FAQs, and if you have any questions at any time, make sure you're referencing the app. We can't wait to see you November 4th, and we want to say thank you to all of the shipbuilders and their families for being a part of our 85-year world-class legacy. We'll see you then.